You are listening to DJ Ian on the House of Prog. I almost forgot my own name there. Hope you're doing all right wherever you are in the world. You are listening to none other than Richard Heyman. And we are featuring for the third and final part of this show, a genuine electric Latin love machine. What a treasure. I'm very much liking it more than the one we played last week, which is kind of an electronic Latin vibe from a roughly about the same period. But I'm reading up on Richard, and he was a bit of a pioneer, as you might expect, with this sound. So that you just heard a classic Look of Love. You heard La Comparia, I think that is, and Windmills of Your Mind. Now, being a Portishead fan, I'm like, especially on that second track, I'm definitely hearing Portishead vibes in this, especially with the old Moog synthesizer going, and I'm definitely hearing that. But apparently, I'm going to read that. This is what AI Overview is telling me. Richard Heyman influenced modern electronic music not only as a pioneer, but by incorporating the nascent Moog synthesizer into his work, particularly on the 1969 album Genuine Electric Latin Love, which is Love Machine, which is what we're listening to. The album showcased his inventive use of the instrument, integrating it with his distinctive harmonica playing and exotica-influenced style. His efforts alongside others experimenting with synthesizers helped to normalize the use and demonstrate the instrument's potential beyond initial novelty, contributing to the growing electronic soundscapes of the era. You can't beat that. What a discovery. I just grabbed this. I don't know who Richard Heyman was, but I like the album cover. The album cover is just amazing. It's very cool. And, I mean, he's played with all everybody, and but he's definitely a pioneer in that. But he's a regular kind of orchestra guy. He's a music director for Boston Pops. Grand Rapids, a whole bunch of others, Detroit Symphony Orchestra, and he's worked with many of the top singers and performers through the 50s. He passed away. He was born in 1920, and he passed away in 2014 at the age of 93. So it definitely has seen things kind of move through his sphere over the years, for sure. So the tracks you heard were The Look of Love, Windmills of Your Mind was an interesting interpretation of that. And we're going to move along. We've got another 20 minutes left. We should get all the tracks in. We're going to do Hare Krishna, Going Out of My Head, Dinero, Girl from Ipanema, Samba de Victoria, and what else we got? We got Melody Number 2. And that'll be about it. I think I'll come back with one more chat before we go. But anyway, this is Richard Heyman's version of Hare Krishna. I'm not sure if it really gets the vibe of it, but from what I heard last night. But let's have a listen. You are listening to DJ Ian on the House of Prog.com and on CJSF 90.1 FM in Greater Vancouver. Bye. You're listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prof. Also on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, Tuesdays 10 p.m. and Thursdays 7 a.m. that just about wraps it up for Mr. Richard Heyman, featured his album. The album's called Genuine Electric Latin Love Machine. Persuasive Electronics by Richard Heyman. What an amazing album. I didn't really have a chance to have much of a listen to it last night when I was ripping it, but I'm suitably impressed. You can definitely tell he was a groundbreaker. I mean, the guy was born in 1920 and he passed away just 10 years ago, so he's seen it all in his lifetime, 93 years old. I'm kind of screwing up the titles here because I am, that's what happens when you do this late at night. You rip the vinyl, then you still got to write the ID tags so I know what songs I'm playing because it's very, very much, I don't know this music. I mean, it's as new to me as it is to you. And anyway, the tracks you heard were Melody Number 2, Samba de Victoria, Girl from Ipanema, Going Out of My Head, Hare Krishna, The Look of Love, La Comparia, and starting off with Windmills of Your Mind. We're going to finish off with another track. I don't know what it is because I've also got this one labeled as Melody Number 2. So anyway, thanks for listening. Much appreciated, and we'll see you next time. Auf Wiedersehen, sayonara, hasta pronto, and we'll see you later. Okay. Ooh, very nice. Listening to D.